we got shit to talk about. I don't think we got
music from a group that won the Juno for Best New Group of the Year in 1996. I Am the Man by the Philosopher Kings. I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. I am your host. Ran into James, who's the guitar player in that band, not too long ago at Massey Hall for Four Chords and The Truth. It was a singer-songwriter in the round, and he was accompanying Liz Rodriguez, who blew the place away. Loved her voice, loved his guitar playing. It was a real honor to get to hang out with both of them. Right now, a cover song from Willie Dunn. It's a song he wrote back in the 1960s and was released in the early 70s, I Pity the Country. Leanne Bettesimoke Simpson does an incredible job on this, and this record was nominated and shortlisted for a Polaris Prize. It is absolutely gorgeous. Here is I Pity the Country on the Jukebox.
The saving of soul men. This is Music for the Human Race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Than a man, oh yeah, less than a man. If this room could talk, you would know that I love you, I need you, I want you, and furthermore, I got to have you, oh yeah, I got to have you, oh yeah.
Taylor here, and this is the Jukebox. I want to shout out to all of our partnered stations. Thank you for carrying the show and spreading the gospel. I also would like to shout out to our sponsors. Thank you for helping us do what we do. And to you, the listeners, thank you for tuning into the show each and every week. We always pride ourselves on bringing you great music from all over the world, stuff that you may have heard of, stuff that you may not have heard of, and introducing you to new music, and certainly playing music that I really appreciate, because I am definitely a music fan, and that's how I started in this whole thing anyway. That was Sly Stone and the Family Stone with If This Room Could Talk. What a tune. It is off of the record, A Whole New Thing, that came out in 1967. It still sounds fresh today. Love it. I would like to play a song from an incredible singer-songwriter and national treasure. I've had the privilege and honor of being able to interview him for SiriusXM and The Village, a series called Prisms about BIPOC artists, me being one and him being another. This is Dan Hill, and he's an incredible guy as well, with a song called Growing Up from 1975.
Ma cried like a lady, Pa cried like a man.
one less candy. And I was too young to understand. And the years flew by in colors, each one a little faster than before. Your every move is on
right
display.
On, baby, scream the underground.
And being black meant more than race, meant more than pride. Before 1968, some said it was too late. Two friends I'd never met had died. I felt so fast growing older as I studied politics in junior high. So foolishly profound with the awareness I thought I'd found. Then the moon came crashing from the sky. Your every move is on display. Ma cried like a lady. Pa cried like a man. 1963, one less candy. And I was too young to understand. We were all too young to understand. Understand.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
We'll be right back. She thinks you're delicious. It's something that this blue sky does. Green grass enough, but it's summertime love.
Turn it on.
Julian Taylor here, and this is the Jukebox Light It Up, Chaclaire featuring Julie Black from back in the early 2000s. And Chaclaire, certainly one of those hip-hop artist MCs that helped put hip-hop on the map right here in Canada. If you're listening internationally or in the United States, thanks for tuning into the show. And if you're listening from Canada, thank you for tuning into the show. We have lots of great music coming up next week. And I just have a couple of... Oh, before that, I forget. Fancy Drones, Fracture Me. That was a song before Chaclaire, and that was Amasis Kai. She is from Tennessee, currently living in Johnson City, and has released a couple of albums, and also appeared on some Native Daughter LPs. There we go. Gotta get that in, right? We got one more song for you, and it is called Your One Last Chance. It is by the Soul Motivators. I remember playing with them down near Harborfront, and they kill it. They are one of those funky bands that keep you dancing all night long. They are one of the premier funk outfits here in Toronto, and have played at the Jazz Fests here and in Montreal. I sincerely hope that you enjoy this music. It is funky as all, be it 70s jams here on the Jukebox. Until next week, I'm Julian Taylor. Here's the Soul Motivators.
Bird note. Think of a bird sitting on its eggs, keeping them warm, waiting for them to hatch. Sounds familiar, right? But not all birds do this. Some lay their eggs underground, in geothermally heated burrows, in warm sands, or even in huge mounds of organic material warmed by the heat of decomposition. These birds are called megapodes, or mound builders. And they look a bit like large chickens. There are about 20 different species, and they're found in Australia, New Guinea, and nearby islands. The male builds the mound, which may contain tons of organic matter. Periodically, he'll poke his beak in to check the temperature. Then he'll adjust the amount of material to maintain the heat at a constant high level. Deep below the surface are the eggs. They're larger than most and contain a higher proportion of yolk. After an unusually long incubation period, the eggs hatch and the chicks claw their way to the surface. They never know their parents. But the young megapodes are already fully feathered and capable of flying and feeding themselves. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at Bird Note Radio.